Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Find out where the music takes Luz on the next Deep Threes as the jazz ensemble brings together electric guitar, cello, and spoken word. Plus tracks from Ornette Coleman, Kronos Quartet, Portapak, and Avid Duo. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
सर पे डाले है ये चुनिया क्यों हाँ क्यों हो सोनी सोनी सी कुड़ी नू मौज में रहने दे ना दुनिया क्यों हाँ दुनिया क्यों है कितनी शानदार कुड़ी ये कर देगी कमाल इसे झूमने दे अपनी बीट दे कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ठुमके हाँ चुमके नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड के बंधन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ढूंढ के हाँ जम के कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड के बंधन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे जी ओ उखड़े उखड़े क्यों खड़े जी हंस तो हंस देगी दुनिया भी हाँ जी ओ आए जो ऑन द फ्लोर कुड़ी तो खूब मचाए शोर तू भी झूम लेना इसकी बीट दे कुड़ी नू नचने दे हाँ नचने दे तू आज लगाने दे ढूंढ के हाँ जम के कुड़ी नू नचने दे तू सारे या फिक्रा नू छड के बंधन के कुड़ी नू नचने नचने दे नचने दे आज लगाने दे ढूंढ के हाँ जम के कुड़ी नू नचने नचने दे नचने तारे या फिक्रा नू छड के बंधन के कुड़ी नू नचने दे
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I live in Ghent, 15 minutes away from Hudson.
I'm Jada, and I live in Elizabeth, which is also 15 minutes away from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I'm from Hudson.
And I'm Cecile. I also live in Hudson.
She lives with me.
Yeah.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Hurrah!
Books. Just books. Nothing else.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
And we're really excited to have Jada back with us after a bit of a hiatus. We've missed her. And we're also happy to have Cecile with us today, who is Lena's sister, who our regular listeners have heard mention of at times on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. Did you have anything in particular that you wanted to talk about today, Cecile?
I did start reading a book recently over my winter break from college. It's called The Stand by Stephen King. So I was just going to talk about that since you guys talk about books. So I just started it. I'm only on the second chapter because I was reading the preface and it has like two parts to it. So I actually ended up getting this book from the Hudson Book Festival when I was in high school, which is really cool because it turns out that this book is actually the extended version of the original print. And it was printed about 14 years ago. And he had wrote this whole manuscript, but then had to cut it down because his editors and publishers were saying that it was going to cost too much and that people weren't going to want to buy it because it would be too much money, also too much words. So he had cut it down and done surgery to his beautiful manifest and printed out the shortened version. But then after so much request from his readers, he ended up printing out this extended version. And so I'm really excited to read it because it goes on further than what most readers have read. So I feel like in a way, I have like an exclusive to this book.
And what is the book?
Oh, it's called The Stand.
Oh, it's The Stand. But it's an extended The Stand?
Yeah.
Huh.
Have you read it?
No. But the book's so long, it's hard to imagine it extended.
Yeah. It is. It's like a very short, fat book. So it's a little intimidating, which is why I'm also only on chapter 2, because I take breaks in between. But it's about how it's kind of relates to what we're going through now. So this guy works in a biological testing facility and he ends up freaking out overnight. He leaves his shift and in the middle of the night around 2 a.m, goes home, tells his wife to pack his things, get the baby in the car and that they're going to go far away, thinking that he can escape this new virus that they've created in their testing lab. And by doing that, he ends up actually spreading the virus throughout the country. But later on, according to the back of the book, he's going to meet like 2 survivors that are like immune to it. So hopefully it has like a happy ending.
Yeah, I haven't read enough Stephen King to know how often the endings are happy. I know there's some that aren't. I can't remember if it was a movie or a TV adaptation of that, like way back, like long time ago. And now they have a new, I think, mini series version.
Oh, yes. I like the coronavirus. What a coincidence.
Yeah, it does.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, thank you.
I'm so curious that it's extended and what that means.
Yeah, I'll have to look into what the shortened version was.
Yeah.
This one's like 1,500 pages.
That's a lot of pages. Yeah, a lot of his books, he has some like sort of standard length novels, and then he also has some short stories. But then some of them are like these massive books, like that one and It are both really huge books. And they're both ones that, like, plot-wise, I'm more interested in reading than some of the other ones, but they're very intimidating because they're so big. But hopefully it's like a fun read, so it becomes a page turner so that you can turn those pages fast.
Yeah, so far it's been really easy to breeze through.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Who wants to go next? How about AJ? We haven't heard from you in a long time.
So, if you said that it was a big one, and then that reminded me, my best friend Anaya came up with this really creepy story that she made up by herself. And so, there's this girl that's sad all the time. She never smiles. Her parents always demand her to smile. And then one day, when she's asleep, they cut her mouth so that it has to be a smile. And she drew a picture of it. And she told me that she can listen to and read 5 million horror stories and not like get nightmares about it. She loves those. I'm like, are you crazy? And then there was this other boy who watched it, and he was only like, I think in the first grade, and he was like, eh, it was an okay movie. And I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Ah, that movie is just like so scary. Anyway, before this, I was actually listening to the Audible book, Barack Obama's A Promised Land, and it's read by him too. And it's great so far. It's about his life and how he grew up and his meeting Michelle Obama, and it was nice. I liked listening to it. I liked how he imitated all these other people, and he did really good voices. Of course, I don't personally know the people that he was talking about.
That's funny though, he does voices for people.
He was really good at it. It's kind of like one long speech that he prepared.
That was a long speech. Not as
In the
long as The
beginning, he
Stand, but.
said, In the beginning, he said that no matter how hard he tried or with his restraints, the book kept on getting longer and longer. So, wow. It has to have like five or six parts. 1 second, let me look. 27 chapters and seven parts. And there's an opening credits, dedication, epigraph, brief, and a preface. So, all in all, I'd say it's a pretty long book.
And that's just the first volume of his presidential memoir, so there's going to be more.
Yeah, it was after he was president. Oh, and just wanted to say happy graduation.
Ooh, we lost you. All right, looks like we lost AJ for a minute, so we'll come back to them if they get back. Well, while we're waiting for AJ to rejoin us, how about we go to Georgia?
Okay, so I am sharing at a graphic novel. It is my favorite graphic novel. The book that I shared last week, The Girl Who Circumnavigated Fairyland, A Ship of Her Own Making, and This One Is Tied. This one I actually discovered because I read it on Libby and I really liked it. And I wanted to keep reading it, but people love it so much. I always had to wait. The waiting list was like, I don't know, 4 weeks all the time. So I got this for Christmas, and I'm really excited about it. I've reread a million times, and I really like the art. And it's about a class election for student council, and the main character, Olive, for office, but her friends are running for office too. Maybe I'll read a little bit of it. And then once I'm finished reading, I'll show you the art because graphic novels aren't amazing read out loud without the art. Hey, Liv, ready to go? Yeah. You good? Oof. I'm okay. Did you guys hear that? Hey, can I ask you guys something? Sure. What's up? So here's the first.
Can you describe it for the radio listeners? Because they won't be able to see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it's got really good art. I think the art, I actually write. I'm also kind of a cartoonist myself. My main hobby is baking, but my other two hobbies are comics, reading and making them, and soccer. And my hidden hobby is knitting. I can make a really good stuffed animal. I can knit a really good one. I sometimes knit stuffed animals for my little sister, for friends.
That's nice.
Yeah, I do spool knitting. Anyways, the art is kind of blocky. There are, the things are more blocks than circles. Olive's braids are kind of more square. They're kind of diagonal lines going towards each other. But it's such a good book, and I think a lot of the comics I read are mostly circular. So I think the blocky kind of aspect about it really adds to the beautiful art and really makes it have an interesting experience. And a lot of books I read on Libby, awesome app, the one where you hook a library card and then you can borrow books from your library online. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fun. And the art is just really good, and there's a lot of facial expression, and you can kind of tell the surroundings.
Nice.
And you can really tell what the character's feeling.
Have you read all the other ones in that series?
Yeah. I think they get better as they go along. The first one...
The first one's Click?
Yeah. Not a big fan. It's good, but not favorite. Second one, good. Can't. That one's really good. And then Act is amazing. This is Act. That is the book I'm showing you.
That's good to know. I've only read Click. So
you should read the others. Camp is also pretty good. And they're by Kayla Miller, which I heard that she was going to be at the book festival, right?
Yeah. She was supposed to be at the book fest last year.
I used to go to that book festival every year. And one year I met the illustrator of the Ramona Quimby books. Mm-hmm. And I was about six then. Honestly, I was still a little starstruck. Not as starstruck as I'd be now. But I was amazed by her art. And she actually she gave me a kid's book she made on her own. It's an activity book with Ramona illustrations, and it's Ramona themed. And she kind of autographed it. She said, "To Georgia, enjoy." I think something like that. And she drew Mona, and I was just wowed, because when the books were made, computers weren't so present then. I mean, they're around, but the art was really good. I wish art in books or graphic novels was the way it was kind of then now, because they didn't really clean it up with computers as much. They did clean it up a little bit, but they kind of had to really do their best and do it. But nowadays, we're just like, oh, I can just clean it up with the computer. Mm-hmm. I can just clean it up. I don't have to worry. So she is a really good artist aside from computer. She used her own pen and signed. I still have that book and that signature. And Ramona looked almost exactly like the one in the book. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. You don't see that a lot these days, you know, all the computers cleaning stuff up.
Yeah, I like the more natural look for illustrations too.
Definitely.
Very cool. I'll have to check out. Do you remember which ones? So it's Click, and then is it Act, and then Camp? Or does it not matter? What order?
Well, the order doesn't quite matter. Click is towards the end of fifth grade. Camp is the summer between fifth and sixth grade. And Act is the beginning of sixth grade.
Got it. So maybe I'll try Camp next.
Yeah. Camp, then Act.
Thanks so much for sharing. And Lena, do you have a book or a bookish thing to share?
Well, there's a book that I'm going to share. Mm-hmm. And it's called The Girl's Book on how to be the best at everything. And one of my personal favorite pages is how to travel with just one bag. And even though we can't travel right now at this moment, because, like, you know, pandemic is happening, I would like to travel soon. Mm-hmm. And it's just teaching you about how you could, like, save more space by, like, putting, like, having it take up other space, I guess, is a way to explain it. I don't really know how to explain it that well.
Mm-hmm. But, like, creative ways to make space.
Yeah. And another one of my favorites is how to send a message in Morse code. And it shows you, like, the Morse code alphabet. And pretty interesting. But I would also like to learn how to do Morse code, like, with the beeping sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Going to read a little bit of how to travel with just one bag. The most sophisticated travelers never struggle with loads of bags. Clever packing is the secret to being one of those glamorous girls who breeze through airports with just one stylish piece of luggage. First, find the right bag. It should be small enough to be allowed onto planes as carry-on luggage. Good luggage shops will know the dimensions. Light, easy to carry, and distinctive. Write a list of everything you're going to need, then look over it and ask yourself if there is anything you could possibly live without. Collect each absolutely necessary item and put it on your bed, crossing it off the list as you do so. Take the list with you so that you can make sure you haven't forgotten anything when it's time to return home.
I find it funny when packing for trips that if I'm going for a long time and I'm on a plane, I will find a way to fit everything into like one suitcase and one backpack and just make it work. But if I'm going to my parents' house for the weekend, I pack like a trunk load of stuff. I so overpack when I'm going short distances in a car because I don't have to worry about like lugging it around because it's just going to like sit in my trunk if I don't need it. But I find that really amusing that like a 2-day weekend, I could have like tons of stuff. And then I go away for 2 weeks and I have like one bag.
That's extremely funny. You should do the opposite for each thing.
Yeah.
Well, it is actually good not to overpack. I mean, it's okay to have multiple bags though, because I mean, especially if you're a kid. Yeah, it's not good to overpack because you never know when you're going to pick up a bunch of merch at the place.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe your bag will just be overflowing with...
And it'll break!
open. Then you'll have to buy another suitcase there. More merch.
More merch.
Broken suitcase. For your broken suitcase.
This is my one thing. Ooh, there's another. Eventually, you're going to have to basically buy the whole world and eventually just stay where you are.
So you have to buy very light
but
souvenirs.
What happens if you decide to buy a bunch of books on books are much heavier than a lot of things.
Well, it depends on the book you're talking about. If you're buying, like, this magic treehouse book, which they're really good, just thin, very light, that'd be easy. But if you bought a complete Brothers Grimm fairy tales book, that would be a different thing.
Or if you buy all the encyclopedias that ever existed in the world. I wish that I could read stuff that have like a million pages so that it would be one book that I can never finish. Because I always finish all my books and I don't like that.
I love finishing books because then I get to pick out a new one.
Yeah.
I just like to read.
Me too. You're a fast reader. I am not that fast, but I am still really fast. And sometimes when I say stuff, people sometimes don't believe that I read that fast. They're like, how did you read that fast? Wait, that can't be true.
Well, speaking of reading time, it's time to read some books. We're out of time for today. Well, we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We will be back next week to talk about some more books. And until next week, happy reading.
Okay. Until next
happy week. Reading.
Bookish.
Bye.
Happy reading, bookish things. Bye-bye, bookish people. I can't stop saying bookish.
And today I'm going to read you a poem about family, family. Okay, let's get started. Family, family, one, two, more about my family. We are six in my family. We are one happy family. Family, family, that's my family. Bye, Fatia. Bye!